This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, date of birth 11-10 of 1945. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Scott, who was seen in consultation on October 29th of 2024 for progressive renal failure, elevated calcium levels, and also congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation. She had a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan done 11-29 of 24, and there was evidence of left-sided parathyroid adenoma. So she was referred to Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-A, Sequeira, in Midland, and had parathyroidectomy of 3 glands of the 4 were removed. And since that time, calcium levels have normalized as well as intact parathyroid hormone levels. And she's been feeling very well. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, she's on Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, low-dose aspirin daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, metoprolol is 50 mg twice a day, Farxiga 10 mg daily, Lasix is 40 mg every other day as needed for edema. If she doesn't have edema, she does not use it. Physical exam, weight, 271 pounds, and that looks like it's an increase. Her previous weight last year was 247. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 13th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.42, which is improving. It is a GFR of 38. Calcium is 9.4. Sodium is 140. Potassium is 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 22. Albumin, 4.3. Phosphorus, 4.1. Hemoglobin, 13.2. Normal white count, normal platelets. And her most recent parathyroid hormone was done 7/17 of 25, and that was 50.8. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue having lab studies done monthly, at least for 2 or 3 more months. If they continue to improve, we will change that to every 3 months. 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis, without exacerbation. And 3, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.